Kervos good vach, all is good. Today's daf is Sukta daf mem hey. We're zochah to start the last parak on Erev Shabbos, and we're here at the bottom of mem dalet amar beis. We had just read the last thing we read, mamash at the bottom, was that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had a machlokas as to how many judges go out to measure for the egel arufa, whether it's three, whether it's five. We had tried one drasha. One set of drashos, and then we had rejected that at the end, and now we're here with a different drasha, and then at the bottom, and I'm also going to shift off to a different topic within the whole concept of Egla Arufa. So Elavav v'shoftecha l'minyana, right at the bottom, we hear literally the last few words. So Rabbi Yehuda basically is taking the Vav, right, the Vav at the beginning of the word v'shoftecha, but asks you, that adds up another set of judges, right, because it's three versus five, right, really it's either two or four, and then in Beis Din Shakol, which means that they cannot be an even number by Beis Din. As Rashi explains, lo gomer gzer shava, forget the gzer shava we did at the end of yesterday, rather, it's just the extra vav, and that adds the extra two judges, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon simply vav l'mashmalei, right? Rabbi Shimon simply does not darshan that extra vav, and that's why he says you need two judges, and in Beis Din Shakol makes it three. Elameata, if that's true, though, says the Gemara, v'yetzu shnayim u'mod du shnayim. Well, if you tell me that every time you have an extra vav, right, so then you should, when the pasuk says uviyatsu and they go out, umadu and they go judge, so that implies another two, right, each time, right? The Rabbi Yehuda harikan tisha, or Rabbi Shimon harikan shiva. Right, so forget three and five; it should be seven and nine. The Gemara says that machlokas. So umi boyle the gedetanis. The Gemara says no; those words are for different drasha, different halacha. Price says viyatsu. What does that teach me? Hein v'lo shluchayim. That teaches me that only the Bezin goes, or really the Sanhedrin, people of the Sanhedrin. And not what's it called? And not anybody else they send, right? Not any of their shluchim. Umadu, and that they measure shafil nimtza ba'alu la'ir hayu modu, and that even if it's clear, many that it's clear that it's like, you know, it's like 10 feet out of town, right? Still, you have to measure shemitzah lasuk b'medida, because the whole measuring itself, right, is part of the entire halacha. Okay, shifting gears now. Masnizim d'lo k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. D'tanya, as we learn in the Raisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, zekinecha zu sanhedrin, shoftecha zem melech v'kohen gadol. Forget three, forget five. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's the whole Sanhedrin, and the king, and the kohen gadol that goes to take care of this dead body found in the middle of nowhere. Melech t'chsev, melech b'mishpat yamir aretz, kohen gadol t'chsev v'vos ala kohanim, right, halavim ve'la shofet asher yebaimimahim. Right, so he uses the word that the word mishpat, right, the shoftecha, right, refers to king, right, and kohen gadol, right, based on those psukim that kind of mention them, right, together. Yibodu that's the following shayla. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, b'melech v'kohen gadol hu the polik, avos sanhedrin ikra Rabbi Yehuda ikra Rabbi Shimon's realay. Right, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, said that it's Sanhedrin, I kind of spoiled it a little bit, but when we said it's the Sanhedrin, right, he says that the Sanhedrin goes out, that's what you learn from Zekenecha, and then Shoftecha teaches me the king and the kohen gadol. So when he says Sanhedrin, do we mean that he's within that machlokas, and he holds either three or five? Well, maybe Sanhedrin, Nami Polig, Adiga Kuli Sanhedrin, or maybe he holds, he needs all of them, everybody goes out. So Rabbi Yosef Tashma, Rabbi Yosef says, let me bring you a proof. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's shita? Mitzan zaken mamre. You know, the halacha of a zaken mamre is basically that if someone basically the paskins against the Sanhedrin. So sometimes, right, not always, but sometimes they will kill, right, that chacham, right, for going against the Sanhedrin. So there are certain, obviously, a lot of different requirements and restrictions on that, but okay, either way. So, Matzon Zakin Mamre Abe Pagi. If the Zakin Mamre went against the Sanhedrin in Bay Pagi, which is outside, Yerushalayim, Rashi says, any place outside Yerushalayim. Vehimra Lam, and there he literally means Hamra he rebelled, but I mean, he paskined against them. Yachot Hamra so Hamra, you might have thought that counts. That's Zaki. Remember, Tamil Nam, therefore the pasuk says, Vekamta Velisa Elamakom, Malamisha Makom Gorim. Teaches me that no, the Zaki Mamre is only a halakha. Zaki Mamre only happens if it's actually in, right, Lishkos Lagazis, right, in by where the Sanhedrin usually sits. The Nafuk Kama, meaning because, and I'll prove it to you, meaning, and what, prove what? Now, why are we using this to prove what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds? How many people, right, what part of Sanhedrin is in base Pagi, which is outside of Yerushalayim, in this area, right? How many people are there? Elim did nothing mitzasa. And if you only have a couple of guys, only a couple of the Sanhedrins, so demahanach diika gavai kavasi tzirilu. What do you mean? Maybe you have a bunch of people back in the actual Sanhedrin who agree with him, right? Again, he's going against a psak of the Sanhedrin. So if he meets five of them who happen to disagree, so what do you mean? Maybe everybody else agrees with him. Obviously, right? They're not for kulu. It's obviously that everybody, right? They took a trip, right? Everybody's out there, right? The whole Sanhedrin, right, is out in Beis Pagi. So the Gemara says, Ulamai, what kind of trip is this? Either Dvar Rishos, if it's just, you know, to take a stroll, I mean, Mazudavki, that doesn't work. They can't go out, but just, you know, if they want, right? Vaksiv, it was their full time job. Sharecha Agana Asar Eliyachzer HaMazik. We darshan that shim not nitzach echad mehem latzeis. If one of them needs to go out, so then miyisha mesrim b'shlosha kenegas ha'ajikatana yotze. If him lav any yotze, it depends on how many people are still left. If you have 23 people left, like a small Sanhedrin, we'll get to that when we learn not next year, but the year after when we learn Sanhedrin. 23 judges is a medium Beis Din, which is like a small Sanhedrin, and then three judges is a small Beis Din. But you need to have at least 23 judges left in Sanhedrin if the guy wants to, you know, buy some groceries. So the only way you're going to get the whole Sanhedrin out there, right, without looking back and making sure there's still some people left, right, is if they went out for a mitzvah. And Lamai, so what mitzvah is this? Right, Lavna Medidas Eglo. Rabbi Elas Ben Yaakov, isn't this exactly what we're talking about? The mitzvah of Eglo Rufa, and this is Rabbi Elas Ben Yaakov Shita, that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out to do this mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Abaye, no, not necessarily." Dilma lahozi v'alayir v'alazaros. Maybe they wanted to go out to kind of extend, right, the city of Yerushalayim, right, or the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. Because it's not within the Mishnah, ain't mosif in alayir v'alazaros, right? Ella be based in shalshim v'echad, because they need to be involved in that, right? They're based in the Sanhedrin has to be involved if you wanted to do any of those things. Tani kavas Rav Yosef. Even though we kind of reject that proof, we still have a brisa that seems to agree and approve of Rav Yosef's decision or declaration that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds you need the entire Sanhedrin for an Eglah Rufa. Because the brisa says like this, Matzah na beis pagi v'imra aleihem. Again, they're talking about an Eglah, a Zakim Mamre. If he found them in this beis pagi, this place outside of Yerushalayim, v'imra aleihem, and then he paskin against them, kagon she'atzel them, and now this brisa gives an example. Why in the world would you have the entire Sanhedrin out there? Kagon, like, she'atzel them didas Eglah, like, exactly our case, exactly that's the point we need to make. Like either they went out to measure out an Egla Rufa, Olozi Valir Vala Azaros, or to add on to Yerushalayim, or Beis HaMikdash, Yachodi Dehe Hamra Zahamara. You might have thought that that's considered to be a Zakim Ramri, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, become Tavi Alisa Malama Shamakam Gorin, right, that it's only Zakim Ramri if it's in Mamish, Lushchas Gazis, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yosef said, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold, right, that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out. Nimsa Talmud Bagal Otoli Be'ilan. We said that you have to find the body on the floor. If it's covered, if it's like buried by a, you know, by whatever, by a gal, by a pile, or it's hanging there, right? That does not count. So lema masnizan Rabbi Yehuda he velo rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and not the Chachamim. What opinion is this? The Tanya is Belinda Nebraisa, a completely different topic. There is a halacha, several matanos, several gifts that a farmer has to leave for the poor. Right, there's peah, which is a corner of his field. There's leket, anything that fell off of the truck, as it were, right, that fell as they were gathering it or taking it home, and there's something called shechacha, that something is forgotten. And if the farmer, for whatever reason, the reapers forget some sort of grain, so you have to leave that for the poor. So the tanya will end in a brisa. V'shechachta omer basada, right, that if you forget any grain, stalks in the field. So, prat l'tamun. That excludes if it was tamun. If it was covered, if it was buried, so there we have review the sheet, that does not count as shikha, and you don't have to, you can take that after, you don't have to leave it for the poor people. The word basada says that no, tamun counts. Even if it's hidden, right, then that has to be left for the poor. Amar Rav says, that seems to be Rabbi Yehuda, because again, if it's tamun, if it's hidden, right, we're telling me that you don't have halacha of your egla rufa, if it's not laying there, right, on the field. And again, just like the pasuk says basada, or no, not basada, but what does the pasuk say? Pa'adama, right, what is it? Is it a pasuk over here? I don't see it right now. Okay, either way, but if the ground, because this pasuk says that the body has to be left Nofel badama lo noda meikau. Nofel basadeh lo noda meikau. I forget already. Okay, either way, but so that would theoretically be the machlokas over here. So Amar Rav, Rava says now, feel timer rabbanan. You could even say that our Mishnah is the chachamim. Forget shechacha. What's shechacha? Because halacha minyan and dekra, but halacha minyan and dekra. Because the halachos are separate. You can tell the difference between the two halachos right from the psukim themselves. One second. Sorry. Right. How come we got the hazman of the ground? Right. The chesiv, because the pasuk says, ki matzei chalal, right? Again, if you find, right, a dead body, right? That's by our case, by Egla Rufa. Hecha de mishtachach, right? Wherever it is. Right? Ba'adama. Oh, that's the pasuk. Yeah. Ki matzei chalal ba'adama. If you find a dead body, right, on the ground, pralatamun, that excludes if it's buried. The hazman, meaning you would have thought that when it says ki matzei chalal, hecha de mishtachach, right? Anywhere you find a dead body, that counts. So therefore, the pasuk had to say, ba'adama, no, it has to be on top of the ground, right, excluding any other scenario where it's kind of like buried underneath something. So also, I'm in here on Dikra, right, what about over there? The pasuk says, by shechcha, right, ki siktsor kitzircha basadev, shechchta omer, right, when you're reaping and you forget some stalks, shechcha dumi dekotzir, right, it's similar to the reaping, right, to the grain that has already been reaped. Ma'katzir bagali, just like the grain you reaped is out there, right? Kind of like, you know, lying in bundles or whatever. Tav shechcha bagali also has to be, right? The shechcha, theoretically, it has to be, you know, something that's out there, right? And open. Because the Rachmana, therefore, the pasuk says, basada, right? In the field, the rabbis is a tamon to include, even if it is, if it is covered. So it's simply a matter of what is the default and what is the pasuk teaching me, right? What is the chiddush? By the case of Egla Rufa, the default is anybody anywhere, any comma, any space, body anywhere. And by shikha, right, it seems to imply that it has to be out in the field, therefore the pasuk says that even if it's hidden. The Rabbi Yehuda Nami, typically Mishikha Dumi Dekazir. Okay, so why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Joshua? So Gemara says Enechinami. Rabbi Yehuda does hold that Joshua. Aye, so why does he say that Tamun, if something is hidden, if something is buried, doesn't count as Shekha? El Basada Lamali. So why do you need the pasuk of Basada for? He teaches me that includes shecha kama. It means it's standing up, meaning that for whatever reason you forget to reap part of your field, right? So that is you're not allowed to go back, and that has to be left for the poor. Rabbanan shechas kama minali. Where the chacham learned that from? So nafkalu mit ki tiktor kitzircha basada. Right, they from that pasuk over there. I Rabbi Yehuda mi boile could be a vo. Amar Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that pasuk? He learned the following halacha. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Elazar. That excludes, right, if your literally means if your stalks literally means tsafu. Usually they use the word tsaf, like I'll be mine. Usually the phrase is it's floating on the water. Here, obviously, it doesn't mean it's floating on the water, but it means if it somehow floated into your friend's field, that's not going to be a din of shechicha. Rabbanan mi basada besadcha, and the chachamim will learn that from that drasha, meaning instead of sada, it says besadcha. Okay, for Rabbi Yehuda besada besadcha lo mashmalei. Rabbi Yehuda simply doesn't think there's anything significant to learn from the fact that it said besadcha instead of basada. Okay, it doesn't mean there's an extra drasha there. Boy, Rabbi Yerbia. So if omrin latoch sadeu ma'u, what the din, right? If you have, not forget your friend's field, right? Obviously, if the stalks of wheat are floating right in your friend's field, that's not going to be shecha. But let's say they're floating in your field. Now, it obviously doesn't mean they're literally floating in your field. It means they're kind of lying on something that's not the ground, you know, a plow or something, right? Does that count? Is that shecha or not, right? Avir sada but kasada dami. I mean, is it considered to be the avir, is the airspace of your field? Is that the field or not? So I'm a layer of Ghana, there of puppy. If I'm a layer of Ghana, a layer of Zvid, right? Tip show lay mid Rabbi Avow, I'm Rabbi Lazar. You can learn from Rabbi Avow in the name of Rabbi Lazar. The Amr who says, Prat Lishitzafa Umran Latok Sadeh Chavero, right? He says, what does it mean that Joshua Basadcha, that pasuk in your field, means that if it floated into your friend's field, so then there's no in Dir of Shekha. I de Chavero in. Meaning that only do we darshan that there's no din of shechcha if it floated into your friend's field. Well, it took sadeo, but if it's floating in your field, lo, you don't have that drasha, and therefore, right, it would be considered to be shechcha. That's a little bit confusing, right? Because it's lo, meaning that you don't have that drasha of sadcha that excludes from shechcha, and therefore means it is excluded, included into Shivcha. Ah, the Gemara says, let's not make according to that, let's have stay chaver, it's tough for eating menachin lo. Well, that seems to, if you, that's the drasha you're going to make, right, that, then it's only not Shivcha if it's floating, but if it's laying on the field, then it is. Shivcha? Right, what do you mean? How can you have Shivcha in someone else's field? It's your, right, it's only thing that you forget in your field. Right, obviously, it has to be in your field. Right, obviously, if it's in somebody else's field and it's lying on the floor, it's not shayach to shecha. Right, so you don't have to leave it for the poor people. Right, the only reason it said it floated right into your friend's field because that's how else is going to get there. It's not crawling. Right, it's a stalk of weed. It's not. Obviously, it must have kind of blown in. So you can't darshan out and learn whether, from that drasha, to tell me whether if it's floating in your field, whether it's considered shechcha or not. So Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Omer shehechzik bo lalicho la'ir. Person took some sort of some stalks of wheat, right, to kind of take it to the city. Venichu agabi chaviro v'shacho, right, and he put it on top of, not means it doesn't mean a guy, it doesn't, it means its friend, meaning it's another great bundle of wheat, and then he left it there. So a tachton, what about the bottom, the bottom bundle, let's say hashecha, the bottom one hashecha ve'elyonin hashecha, and the top one is not. Because the bottom one, as you might imagine, is tamun, is hidden. No, but neither of them are shecha. The bottom one because it's covered up, like Rabbi Yehuda Darshan. And the first one because it's floating. So apparently you see right, that floating in your field is not considered to be shecha. So I kind of pilgi ela v'tachron, right? I mean, everybody agrees. Right, that the top one is not shechcha. So apparently we see that floating is not going to be considered shechcha. So it says, Shani Hasam, no. Kevin de Achzig Bey Zachabe. Because over there, that's different. That's a different case. Because what did you do? You grabbed it, right, with two hands and then put it on top of something. So you were zochet. As soon as you picked it up, right, then you were zochet, then it's yours. Ah, Gemara says, Yehachim, my Iri Agabe Chavero. Right, Philip Besadanami. So what do you mean? That who cares what you put it onto? If the whole Indian is that you picked up this, let's say, bundle of wheat, and you put it on, who cares what you put it onto, right? If the whole Indian is being zocha by picking it up, so maybe you should, who cares what kind of case is this? You should be just, if you left it in the middle of the field also, shouldn't be shechcha. So Gemara says, yeah, in Echinami, that's true. Right, so why did he tell me that it has to be on top of another bundle of wheat? Mishum tachton, right, to teach me, right, there's a lacha of tamun, right, and for the bottom one. V'hama p'nei shud safka amar. Aye, but the Mishnah had said because it's floating, right? That was the Brisa really. Right? It said but that's it's not shecha because it's floating. That was a lashon mipnei shu tzav. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mipnei ema mipnei shu kitzav. So say that it's like it's floating, meaning not like it's floating, but as if it's still floating in the guy's hand, and therefore he hasn't forgotten it. Meaning it's not shecha because it's considered to be as if it is in his hand. So we don't really answer that floating. Okay, fine. We don't really give an answer for that. I'm just trying to see in Rashi for a second. I'm thinking about it. Does Rashi say... yeah, okay, fine. But Amar Abaye says, Hareini ki ben Azai b'shukei Tveria. Abaye says, I'm feeling great. I feel like Ben Azai floating... Not floating, right? That's what we were just talking about, floating. But I feel like Ben Azai, right, in the Shuk of Tveria, there's a story about that Ben Azai was very, very smart, right? He went to the markets, right? He was felt very smart. Everybody asked him kashas. So Abaye said he was feeling good, just like Ben Azai, right? He asked me some kashas. So Amalei, Ha'umid Rabbanon, the Abaye, so Rav came up and said, Shnei Chalolim Zal Gavizeh, right? Mehechon Hu Modid, right? Interesting, Shaila. If you have two bodies, right? Forget one, but you have two, one on top of the other. Where do you measure? Right, min b'mino havi tamun, right? Min b'mino lo havi tzav. Meaning, I guess that's too fast. Min b'mino havi tamun. Do we say that the second body, the bottom body, is covered by the top body, even though it's buried by another body? Right, it's min b'mino. Right, it's the same type of thing, but that's still considered to be tamun, and therefore, i.e., quote unquote, doesn't exist. Min b'mino lo havi tzav. Or maybe we say that min b'mino, that the same thing, right? If you're dealing with two different things, it's not floating, right? Meaning, when we say something is floating, is tzaf on top of the what's it called, on top of the ground, So that's only if it's on something. But if it's not on itself or something similar to itself, right? We don't say, right, a pile of dirt is not on the ground. It's on top of dirt, right? It's just higher dirt, right, on top of dirt. We don't say that the top of the dirt is floating, right, is in the air. So maybe that's not a floating. Umeelion modet, and therefore, right, since the bottom is tamun, we don't count that, and since the top one is not floating, i.e., it's as if it's lying on the ground, so therefore we count from the top one. We'll see. We'll have a machlokas in a second. This is not the shot. This shaila is not from where on the body do you count. We'll do that in the next mishnah, but this question is, from which one do you use to count? So do we say the bottom one is tumbling and the top one is floating? Is not floating, therefore we cover from the top one. Or maybe min bimino havitzaf. Or maybe we say that, no, if it is considered to be floating, the top one is considered to be floating above the ground, therefore it's not an egla rufa, it's not enough of a mace. Or bimino lo havitamun. And if something is buried by its own self, or its own same type of item, it's not considered to be Talmud, and therefore mitachton modid, we count from the bottom one because it's not considered covered up. Odom, or maybe min b'mino have tamunu, min b'mino have taf, or maybe we say with both of them v'lo mitachton modid v'lo me'elyon modid, and you don't have any egla rufa here whatsoever because one of them is considered to be tamun, covered, and the other one is considered to be floating, right? And then you wouldn't count either of them. So Malais Abai says, Tinitua, I'll bring you proof from the Braisa. Right, Omer shehexik bo lo licho. Right, what we just quoted. If you're going to take a bundle of grain, a bundle of wheat or whatever it is, and you put it on top of something else, and then you forgot it. Right? I mean, not on top of something else, on top of another bundle, right? And then you forgot it there. The bottom one is shecha. The top one is not. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim in shecha. Neither of them are shecha. The bottom one is covered, is tamun, and top one is floating. So Zavrua, so they thought, the honey tonight, Rabbi Yehuda, Srila. They thought that everybody's holding the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Basada Pratla Tamun, right? That everybody holds the tamun is a thing, right? We remember we had Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether tamun is in fact going to get you out of Shechacha, right? Is that considered a p'tur from Shechacha? So we assume that this machlok is here. Everybody holds that Talmud is a thing, that if it's buried, that there's no Shechacha. And my love, come off the gate, right? Marsavar mino havi Talmud, or Marsavar lo havi Talmud, right? But the machlok is whether min b'mino is considered to be Talmud or not. Whether if something is covered by the same stuff, same type, is that considered to be Talmud? So Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas over here, and therefore it doesn't help us whatsoever. Ikra b'yudas for though, but if they really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the kuli alma min b'mino havi Talmud, everybody would agree, right, that min b'mino, that if it's the same type of item, then it is considered to be buried, and not shak to shecha. Aye, b'ha'ocha, but the machlokas is whether you hold the Talmud is a thing. Rabbi Plukta, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, k'mefugi, Rabbanan, k'rabbanan, for Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, the question is simply whether Talmud is a thing or not. If that's true, my area agabi chaviro, so I feel about for mitzur nami. So also, it's again the same shaila kind of that we asked before. Right? If you tell me that's true, so then why do we give a case where the bundle of wheat is put on top of another bundle of wheat, even if you put it on the dirt, right on the ground, on a rock? It also should be shaila. Of course, it's anachanami. That's true. That would be the same machlokas, right? Whether tamun is a thing or not. Well, the chokok of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Amar filu min b'mino havi tamun. Right? And this the reason we're talking about a bundle of wheat on top of another bundle of wheat. Teach me that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that tamun is a thing, he even says that if it's min b'mino, right? If it's two similar items, one on top of the other. Okay. Tanur b'adam l'adur b'asa chalal v'lo chanuk. Chalal, what type of dead body? How is this guy killed? So chalal implies someone who was stabbed or beheaded or something like that, killed with a sword. So lo chanuk, not that he was strangled. Chalal v'lo mefarfer, not if he's still dying, if he's kind of like kind of moving around there like a dead chicken, like when you shucked it. Ba'adama, right on the ground. V'lo tamun bagal, not buried underneath a pile. No fell, that's a pasuk. V'lo toli be'ilan, not hanging from a tree, meaning he's lying on the ground, right? Not hanging in a tree. Basada in the field, v'lo tzaf al pnei mayim, not floating in the water. Rabbi Lezer says, by all of them, right, that if he was a chalal, right, then orphan, then you do negla rufa, right? Even if he's floating or he's hanging on the tree, etc. So Gemara says, Gemara says, Tanya, I don't understand. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Lola, Rabbi Lazar, said, Iyata moda shim hayachanok umuto ba'ashba, she an orphan. Right? Why did you take only one of those drushes? right? You just took the first drasha, and chalal, right? And not that if he was chanuk, not if he was strangled. So why wouldn't you take the subsequent drashas? Right? That seems to be pretty straightforward. Right? Ama chalal v'lo chanuk, hakanami ba'adama v'lo tamam b'ga. And the Gemara just keeps on going, right? I mean, if you tell me the chalal means lo b'chanuk, right? I mean that it wasn't. If you take the first drasha that he had to have been killed and not strangled, so hakanami, you should also take the other drashas, right? Ba'adama v'lo tamam b'gal, right? Nofa v'lo tole b'ilan, right? Besada v'lo tamam b'gal b'mayim, right? Why did you reject all the other drashas? So Gemara says simply because Rabbi Elazar chalal yiseriksiv, because he said there's an extra time the pasuk says chalal, therefore that's what he's using to make the drasha. But the other ones are just explaining to us what the case is, and you don't have an extra word that you would drasha now. Okay, nimtza samach l'svar. Right, Ole Ir, Sheruba, Ovdei Chachamim, right, you find it near a city with Goyim, where Goyim murder all the time, so we don't do Egla Rufa. The Chetim, the Pasuk says, Kimatse Prat L'motzei, right, that excludes someone that is found, meaning a place that is usually found, often found, right, because Goyim kill all the time. I said, that's the Joshua we're using over here, only Shaif the Jews. Ole Ir, She'ein Ba Bezdin, if it's near a city, there's no Bezdin. To be in on Zikna Yir Velaka, right? We're not going to do an Egla Rufa because you need Zikna Yir, right? You need a Bezdin, right? And if there is none, so then that doesn't count. Ain Modin El La'ir, right? You only measure to a town that has a Bezdin. What's this Pshita? Well, obviously, right? Given the town of the ear, right? Well, we just learned. You just told me that you need to have a Bezdin, so you got to count to a town with a Bezdin. I came in the town of the ear, She'ain Bo Bezdin, right? So, Ani Adan, I mean, Dain Modin El La'ir, She'ain Bo Bezdin. Obviously, you need to have a Bezdin. So, Gemara says, Kamash Malan, what is it? It's a good. The Mishnah did need to teach us why. Kinatanya. For the following halacha, it doesn't mean that if the nearest city has no Bezdin, we don't do an Egla Rufa. It means you skip that city. And then you count to a closer city, meaning, or a farther city, rather, that does have a Bezdin, right? It's the first town, the first city with a Bezdin. Right, that regardless, meaning that regardless of whether they are actually the closest, right, to the guy who died or they're not, right, the Bezdin is the Koveya, right, and you count to the first city that has a Bezdin. Okay. Nimza Bechuvan Bein Shtei Ayaros, Shtei Mevios, Shtei Agolos, Divir Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, let's say the guy is literally equidistant between two cities, so each one of them, says Rabbi Elazar, brings an Egla Rufa. Vein Yerushalayim Mevi Egla Rufa, Yerushalayim does not count. Right, the Shaykhus is. To, you know, this next town over, I don't know, whichever way you're going, Yerushalayim does not count. We'll see, it's based on the drasha and the pasuk. Nimtza Rosho b'makamacha v'guf b'makamacha, that's the guy who was literally beheaded, as we said before, right? He's a chalal, he was killed. Then you have a head in one place and the body in another place. So what do you do? So malichan arosh etzal haguf de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you bring the head to the body, and Rabbi Kiva omer haguf etzal arosh, you bring the body to the head. We'll see exactly what halacha that's referring to. Okay, me'ayin hayu modin, where do you measure on the body towards the cities? So Rabbi Elazar omer mitiburo, right, from his belly button. Rabbi Kiva omer mechotmo, from his nose. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer mimakam shenasa chalo mitzavaro, right, from the place where he was, from his neck, right, from the place where he got killed, right, ostensibly, right, from the place where his head got chopped off. So my time, Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar say that if it's exactly between two cities, you have to bring two Egla Rufas? Because he holds, right, you can be exacting, right, in your measurements, right? So you could, if it's mamish between both of them, ukrova filu krovos, right, he darshens out that it can even be if they're exactly between two cities, right? So then that teaches me that each one should have to bring an Egla Rufa. In Yerushalayim via Egla Rufa, why not? Why doesn't Yerushalayim count? Because the pasuk says, right, let's just quote the whole pasuk over here. Where is that pasuk? Yeah. Right, you find a dead body in the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to inherit. Right, what's that point? We do not inherit Yerushalayim because every Yerushalayim lo nechakal shvatim. Yerushalayim was not part of, right, the Yerusha. Right, it was not given out to the shvatim. Right, for an I, the Gemara says a bunch of times that you know, the Beis Hamikdash was split between Binyamin and Yehuda. Right, there's a chut, there's like a line that goes out right from between the Mizbech or whatever it is, between the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's a kasha. The Achronim do deal with that. But it wasn't, Yerushalayim wasn't given to a specific Yerusha, to a specific to a specific shevet, right, for all of Am Yisrael, and therefore it doesn't count. It's not something that we inherited specifically, not meaning to a specific shevet, not really, all of Am Yisrael obviously have Yishalayim, but it's not lirishta. Okay, nimtza rosho b'makom v'chulei. What about the head and the body? What's this weird machlokas? Right, again, we didn't mention really anything to do with Hegla Rufa, right? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar are just arguing. You bring the body to one, you bring the head to the body, body to the head. What is this machlokas? If the machlokas is measuring, right? We dealt with that in the second part of the Mishnah. Right? Where do you measure from? Because the Rishon Lavan Medida Askinan seems to imply that that discussion is not about measuring. And in fact, we had, you know, different shitas, right? Whether it's the nose or the neck or the stomach. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says the mace mitzvah kana makomo b'kama figi. The machlokas is, right, when where do you bury the guy? And where do you bury the mace mitzvah acquires, right, his place? I mean, i.e., you bury him there on the spot. Where do you bury him? By the head or by the body? Ve'achikamer. This is what they mean. The kovro kana makomo ve'echad enimza roshu b'makom echer v'guf b'makom echer and molichen al rosh etzal aguf. The Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, omer haguf etzal al rosh. What is it? Yeah, rosh is all, yeah. So I mean, but just the machlokas, where you bury, right, the body and what goes where. But my kum, ifkli, what's a machlokas? Mar sabar gufei beduchte nafel and reshe nade benafel. Right, the machlokas is where he died. Right, Rabbi Lezer says that he was killed where the body is, and the head kind of rolled away. But mar sabar, Rabbi Kiva holds no. Reshe heichad nafel nafel and gufo had the right vazil. That no, when they chopped his head off, that's where the body, the head fell. And that's where the head is. The body, right, kind of spasms, like, you know, kind of like a chicken when you shecht it, right, it kind of bounces all over the place, and then, therefore it could have moved a little bit further away. Then where would they measure the Eglarufa, or the, from the dead body to the city? Where on the body do you measure? What's that? Machlokas, Marsover Iker Chiyuse Bape, Marsover Iker Chiyuse Bitibure. Machlokas, where you find the Iker life? Where's the Iker life of a person? In a person's nose, right, or a person's stomach? Right, Pasha is the organs, right? Again, reference to, you know, where the person is nourished for when he's born, but again, just the general vicinity in the stomach area. Lema ki ani tonight. Maybe it's this machlokas, and maybe this is the same machlokas. Mehegan havlad notzar. Where is the body or the baby, right, like kind of created from? Where does it start from? Mirosho, right, from the head. That's where it starts forming. V'chenu omer mimei imi atagozi v'omer gazi nizrech v'shlichi. Abishal omer mitiburo. But Abishal says no. It's from the belly button, right, and which is connected to the umbilical cord, right? Umishalech shorisho enoch v'ilech, right? And it keeps on going. Its shorish kind of keeps on going, but it grows out from there because that's where it's connected, right? That's where it starts. So the Gemara says maybe this is this machlokas, where that's where the ikar chiyus is, the ikar, the main life of a person. So the Gemara says afil tema abashol. No, you can even say that both of them can hold like abashol, that they're really a fetus is formed from the belly button. I can't look on Abishol Ella in Syria. Maybe Abishol is just talking about where a person is starts, you know, the fetus is formed in the mother's stomach. Right, the mitzar vlad, because when a baby is formed, right, mitzar, it starts in the middle. Avalinian chiyusav, in terms of living, right, in terms of life, that's kuliyama bapehu. Everybody agrees that the ikir life is found in the nose. Dichtiv, it's pasuk says, right, kol shenish mas ruach chayim ba'apav, right, that anybody who has ruach chayim ba'apav, right, that's by the marble, right, anything that has nishmas ruach, the spirit of life, ruach chayim. Right, Be'apav in his nose. It could have quoted the pasuk when Kosh Baruch Hu, right, made Adam, right? Vayipach Be'apav Nishmas Chaim. Okay, interesting that it doesn't quote that pasuk. Okay, fine. I feel like it's a kasha that must be asked by somebody. But okay, either way, let's just finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Makom Shenasa Chalal Mitzavaro, right, the place where you get, again, you measure from the neck. My time, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Tekedechsev, pasuk says, Lasis Osach El Tzavrei Chalei Rishayim, right? You see that's Chalalei, right? Chalalei Rishayim, the dead Rishayim, it's Tzavrei Chalalei, right? You see those two words are back to back, right? The anytime you have a Chalal, right, that's referring to the neck, and that's why you should start measuring from there. Okay, we'll go over height there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Get excited for the Siyum Rabosai, getting ready to start Mesechus Gittin, I think Thursday or Friday, something like that. Mashu Kazeh. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.